Hello, in this brief video I will say something about electronic publishing as applied to teaching and learning. And one of the things we should maybe give more attention than we used to is the kind of or types of reading, the reading modes that we might expect that the users of online learning materials engage with. And of course we can make a huge and a wide-ranging classification of that. Here's only mentioned two things. One is the linear reading with closure. That is, you open the book and you read it from first page to last page and you can get a feel for how much it is. And that is a traditional ideal, even if some people tend to, you know, read the last part of the book in order to see what happened and who done it, or you jump around in the book. But the structure of the book is basically linear with a closure. What is happening when we go on the web is that we get a more versatile mode of reading. We jump a bit more around, we browse around, and also maybe we will work more on the level we might call lexicality, namely that we concentrate on definitions or key terms and read about them, but don't have this long exposé, this long explanation linear about stringing concepts together. So while we maintain a certain element of linearity and closure, we have a more browsing, more versatile mode of reading when we are on the internet. Okay, that corresponds in a sense to what you might call static documents. They are made once and for all. Well, they might be revised, but maybe every second year or every 4 months or so on and so forth. And if they are slow to be updated, we have the printed works that are basically alphanumerical print, letters and numbers, and we have got the still images. Now, we might also say that ebooks, to some extent, can be considered static as relates to the content, not how it appears, maybe, because it might be have more dynamism to it as a presentation format, but as a production format, as a publishing format, it's more static. So ebooks contain all the things from the printed book, alphanumerical still images, a certain feel of closure, a certain linearity, but they add some other things that closure defines in a little different way, since it's very easy to move from the ebook into another ebook or even with links out in the other world. And it can be multimodal so that you can rearrange the materials or you can interact with it and add also video and sound and so on and so forth and programs. There's been a lot of discussion about this, if ebooks should support that kind of dynamism or not, and the people who wanted that did win initially. So that is the kind of static document types. But if you go on to the dynamic document types, we have the web itself, and we don't go so much into that now, but we should also look at syndication, which is a way of bringing together data streams from the web as RSS feeds that are more raw in the format. They are more prepared and have a better layout as blogs. You have the microblog like Twitter and many others, Baidu. You have the wikis and so on and so forth, there you syndicate material from many different sources. And you might have portals. And the one of the main issues about this kind of dynamic document forms is, are they based on a push logic where the producer of the material try to push it through the internet onto the users, or if the user themselves sort of pull the material to themselves? And that is a very interesting discussion about how you organize learning materials, because we would like learning to be more based on what students feel they need through a pull mechanism, where you bring to yourself the material you need to learn something you're interested in, rather than being forced to relate to material that other has defined for you. And finally, we might think about the quality dimensions of these new kind of formats. The quality of the content by itself, the quality of the formatting, which is not only the letters, the fonts, and so on and so forth, it's the layout, it's the organization. That is a a kind of formatting that deals with how you structure the material so that it's easy to navigate and get a feel for what is there. And it's the blend. How do you blend together various kind of message types, written words, pictures, and so on and so forth. And then again, we can, in relationship to formatting, focus on how to navigate through the material, both what is possible to do and how you structure a course so there is a navigation trail or navigation trails in plural for how you move through the material. And also, I mentioned this term here, contribution, and by that I mean how does this particular text contribute to an overall context of many texts so that we are aware of decisions on all these other quality dimensions as it should sort of be part of a greater whole. Because we cannot think anymore about documents and texts as standalone. They must always be understood as part of a greater context that is immediately available for the users. And then, of course, we can go on to the more technical formats, which we have talked briefly about in a different video. Thank you for watching.